everybody. I'm super excited about what God's been doing, what he's been up to. We have a couple announcements that I wanted to make prior to introducing our super guest speaker today. And so basically we have with local missions, we have a backpack drive going on right now. We're collecting backpacks and school supplies. And we're probably going to extend the due date for you guys to bring that in. Stay tuned to what we have back on the bulletin board. You can see all the information there. And then, of course, after we introduce our great speaker, Emmanuel, afterwards we're actually going to have a luncheon downstairs. So please stick around, have time to socialize and chat with Emmanuel and just have a good time of fellowship. And again, that's a lunch today directly after services. And then I just wanted to give you just a little bit of background, too, about with Emmanuel. We had met back in 2017, and that's when Penny, myself, and Michelle had an opportunity to go down to Malawi, Africa. And it was just a blessing to be there. It was a blessing to meet Emmanuel. And I just wanted to, definitely thank Cliff for being here as well. And I know that Michelle would have been super excited to see you again and see you here in the church. And then after having an opportunity to meet Emmanuel, I believe it was 2018 when you were able to come back and we were blessed again to see you and to really get to know you, know your heart. And out of a lot of hands and hearts of God came water wells, came a truck. And it's just like for as much as even what Michelle sowed into your ministry, Emmanuel, CCNA's hearts came forward just sharing God's love. So I just love our church family for doing that. But I also just wanted to say thank you so much for Emmanuel, for your heart and for what God is really doing through you for those in Malawi. So without further ado, I want to hand over the stage to Emmanuel, if we can give him a warm welcome.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm so excited to be back in the States and be able to meet and fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Every time I travel, there's always something new I learn. And the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know. And this inspires me to learn more so that when I return back to Africa, I'm able to take back what I'm learning here so that I can implement it in different programs that we do. It's always exciting to meet friends like you and brothers and sisters in Christ, just to fellowship with you is something awesome. And I've been learning a lot of things, trying different types of food that we don't have in our country. Yeah, it's been so great and good. And I went to Chicago, I had like deep dish pizza. So I wanted to try it. But one thing that I don't really understand about pizza is that it comes in a circle, but it's packed in square boxes, but when you're eating it, you eat in a triangle. So I say, wow. I think the one who discovered pizza must have been like good at geometry, so it was kind of like, yeah, it's exciting. You learn new things because that's the kind of food that we, the local people in Malawi do not have. So when you try something new, yeah, it becomes great. Anyway, I would like to, first of all, thank you for the support that you have been giving us. Without your support, we would not have been able to do what we have done and be able to accomplish what you have accomplished. And I do not have words to express how grateful I am for your support in the ministry that we have been doing, beginning with the water projects, the the track we have that enables us to go to places where we could not be able to reach, because there are many places in Malawi where the gospel has not been reached, and we're not able to reach out to those areas just because most of the times we were walking on foot and we could not be able to cover a long distance walking on foot and be able to do God's work and come back. But with the track that you provided for us, we have been able to move, to travel to different places. Those places where people have never seen a car. I remember last time when we had a trip to Lake Malawi. Okay, I've just remembered about Michelle, because he's the one who sponsored that trip. So always whenever I have the memories of that, I always remember her and the great contribution that I've done. And he was part of your he was a part of this body of Christ in this church. And the seed that he sown into Malawi is still growing and bearing fruits in the life of those people that he touched. Can we just have a minute of silence, if you would? Amen. In remembering the great work that we did, that she, through your support, did. Because if you had not sent her, she would not have been able to come to Malawi and be able to impact the life the way she did. And when I move into the villages, people still ask me about Michelle because of the seed that she had sown into the life of the children. Talking about the trip that she sponsored with a friend that we had, there were some kids who had never seen a vehicle. And we came in with a van to that village to take them to the lake just to have some kind of fun. And then the kids were afraid because they have never bought a van. And we tried to convince them, and then they get into the van. They were kind of nervous. And as we were going there, they discovered there's no harm there. There's no harm. And they started enjoying the trip. I just want to give you a picture of what life is like when you come and make a difference in those lives. And those kids, we brought them into the Lord because of what the experience that we had. I got some pictures of that trip that we had. Yeah, a lot of kids did not know the Lord because they were in the areas where the gospel has never been preached at all. So we were able to reach out to them with the gospel, and then we established like kids' Bible clubs in those areas. We have been visiting those areas because there are areas where they do not worship the Lord God we worship. There are people who worship ancestral gods. And this is also something that you need to pray for our country. You have a chance, exposure to the Word of God. Could be through online internet, or you can have different kinds of vision that you would like to have. And if you are not exposed to the Word of God, maybe it's your choice. But in Malawi, we have those people who have never heard the gospel. And if Jesus comes today, we don't know what would happen to them. It's also my prayer, and I would like you to be praying for those people that we reach out to so that they can be saved, so that they can know the Lord. We face some resistance, especially when we get into the areas of those people who do not believe God. Because they say that the God you are bringing us is a Western God. We have our own gods. But the only hope is the children that we reach out to. And there have been some parents that have come to the Lord because of their children. So God is working through the life of the children that we reach out to. And whenever we are doing our programs, like when you have provided a well and you are going into the village to provide that well, the joy, the happiness, and the excitement that fills the hearts of those people in those villages is what makes them to know more about the God who is sending us to reach out to them. Because whenever we have done that work, whenever we have drilled a well, we help those people to understand that it is God who is providing the water that they have never had before. There are many places where people do not have access to clean and safe water. Not only to clean and safe water, but they do not have access. And they have to walk many miles, miles and miles, just to get a bucket of water. And when they reach to that place, they find out that the water has ceased. They will queue on the line. By the time it is their turn, then there's no water. And but when we drill a well in their village, they are so excited. They are so excited, and they praise the Lord. And we have been working with different pastors in different programs. The churches has been planted in some of the areas where there were no churches. And those areas, we reach out to those areas through the program that you do when you support us. We are drilling water. We are preaching the word of God at the same time. So the goal is the lives. Whatever we are doing, the charter works. Yeah, we are doing it. That's good. But we are so much excited when we see those people giving their life to Jesus. The people who had no idea of who God is are being transformed. Life are being changed through what you do, through your support. So I really appreciate your support. Amen? Okay, let's keep going. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's on. Let's bind this devil. Just kidding. Anyway, we are going to show you some of the pictures of the work that we have been able to do through your support, through your prayers. I know you have been praying for us. Without prayer, we would not have been able to do what we have been able to do. So we are really very thankful for your prayers, your support. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Our goal is about missions and outreach. We reach out to those people that have not been reached with the gospel, just like I explained. This is my family. This is my wife. This is my niece. We adopted her when she was 2 years old. And now she'll be six in this coming December. This is when we were ordained as pastors at our church. Me, we were together in Bible school. That's where we met. And we have been working together in the ministry, and she has been so supportive in the work that we are doing for the Lord. This is when Cliff and Michelle came to our church. A lot of people have been asking me about Malawi. When I say I'm from Malawi, Africa. Malawi? Where is Malawi? So for those of you who have no picture of what Malawi is, this is the country where I am from. Malawi is in the... that's where Malawi is. Okay. This is the world that was donated. We only had a property but we could not move forward with the work that we wanted to do. It was until a well was drilled that we started moving forward. We had no hope or idea where to get the well. Because we needed it for the construction work. We needed it even for the future projects that will be taking place at the orphanage and the school. And even because we also had a vision of building some orphan and widows home, as well as a medical clinic, which water is one of the essential things to have. So this well is one of the best wells in Malawi. It has clean, pure and perfect water, no salt at all. It's just a pure and clean water, and it's a huge blessing. And I remember when this well was drilled, I had a friend who said, Emmanuel, let's go to America. I thought that he was just joking. I said, oh, okay, oh yeah. Then I shared with my friend here about that news, which that friend was is a director of the organization that Penn and Lene came with to Malawi. So, in a space of 1 week, I had my visa interview, I passed, and then everything was done in a space of 1 week. I got my visa. And I was afraid to come alone, so I had to wait. When Penne and Lene will be returning back to the States, Marvin, I think you were, yeah. Marvin and the other guys, because it was my first time to come out of Malawi. I've never been in any other African country apart from here. So when I came here, it's when I got to know people, and you supported, and then we started the projects that we did. And when I was here, I could not believe that I was here, because I was not like prepared mentally. It was God who did this, because I had no clue or idea that I would be in the States. But I saw God's hand for what you do. And when I came here, I was able to do the things that I could not have been able to do at all if I was not here. Because I started this, it was back in 2011, if not 2012. All those years, we could not, there was nothing that we did. It was until God opened that door in 2017, that we were able to get this connection and be able to achieve the things that we have been able to achieve. And this is the track that you donated. I'm really very thankful. It's a handy machine that takes us to places where we could not be able to go. And we are able to carry things, heavy things with it, and to be able to do all the kind of missions projects that we have been able to do. So we are really very thankful for everything. This is the pumping. Pump is being placed into a well. The whole of that pipe is getting into the well. And we have water now. These are some of the women who travel long distance just to get water. So as of now, we are like building houses for those that are, especially the widows. We have built some houses and prepared for those that were whose houses were destroyed with the cyclone. We had a cyclone that literally swept a lot of houses, clubs, and livestock. And this year we will probably have many people dying just because in Malawi, the only time we grow produce is during the rain season. And rain season is from January to sometimes December to March, early March. So the period that we grow produce and we don't do irrigation, the food grown in 3 months is not enough to sustain the nation for the rest of months. So this year, people planted, expecting to get a harvest after staying for so many months without having decent or proper food, even food. They have grown, expecting to get something from what they have grown. Here comes the cyclone. Wash all the crops, livestock, people died. So our role is to help those people. We have been reaching out to some of those people just to give them the hope, because we know that only the gospel can give them the hope that they need to have that courage to face the future because of what is happening in their lives. So we had some orphans that we have at our place. We kind of like a little tete them. We bring some, and then after staying with them for a while, we release them so that we can get others, because we have different centers where we reach out to the orphans so that they can have that love. We share the word of God. We encourage them to give their hearts to Jesus. So we also have like a school, which is free, because there are some schools that pay, so a lot of kids are not able to get into to get that education from those schools. So we are able to provide free education to the orphans who come in different places, and those that we keep at our place. We prepare their meal. This is how we make our bread in Malawi. Yeah, we build something like the one that you are seeing. We do everything, and then we heat the oven, and then we put all those trays, and we wait for some time. When they're done, we get them out. There was a day when we overbaked all those things. It was kind of crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So these are some of the orphans that we have. Sometimes we take them to places just to have some fun. The places where they would not be able to go. And all these are the orphans. We have time with them just to have some fun, to forget about whatever they are going through in their lives. This was the trip to Lake Malawi. The one that I told you that the kids were afraid to get into the vans, of course they've never bought one. This is the food that we prepared for them. We prepared them the best food that they've never had before. And we also prayed with them just to make them to feel, to forget about whatever they are going through in their lives, just to relax, just to have some fun with the children. This is also one of the words that we you supported, and many people have really been changed. Many lives have been transformed through the water. Something that you take here for granted, you can just go on the tap and open it. People have to travel miles and miles just to get a bucket of water. So if you come to Malawi and see how the situation is, you will really be appreciative of the things that you take for granted. But we thank God for the difference that you are making through your support as we reach out to those different places. We are always inspired with scriptures like this, which talks about water, especially here in Matthew 25, verse 35, which says, "I was thirsty, you gave me a drink." So when you are doing it, you are doing it for the Lord. When you are when we have a world donated to those people that have never had a world before, it's you are doing it unto the Lord. Because we reach out to places where those people have never seen us before. We have never met them before. We are not like related in any way. So when they see us doing that, they praise the Lord. And we always help them to look up to God in every work that we do for them, so that they can have that idea and understanding of what we do. This is rice, the produce that we grow. We also train women how to make like manure, because the fertilizer is expensive. This is the trip to the lake where we also shared some shoes to the kids. This is some of our produce. This is not sweet corn. We don't have sweet corn in Malawi. It's popcorn. And I got some seeds. I came here, I got some seeds, and I believe that the Malawi will be excited about this sweet corn because they have never had it. I've never had it before. And when I tried it, ooh, wow, it was so good. Yeah, so we got... Okay, what happened to these seeds? Cliff and I were going to buy seeds because we had a tour at Trucks Farm. Where we were learning how they grow. And there's a lot of things that I learned when I was, when we were making a tour into the gardens and other places. I learned some of the things that, we don't do it that way in Malawi, but it made a lot of sense and it would save water. They were putting like a plastic bag and then they were putting some irrigation pipe, like tap irrigation or drip irrigation, which helped to conserve the moisture and also help the weeds not to grow. And what we have been doing in Malawi, we have been planting the way, this is how we have been planting. So when you are watering this, the weeds will grow and you have hard time like removing all those weeds. And then the water will dry up just because there is no like covering that is keeping the moisture. So one of the things that I've learned is this type of farming where they put like plastic paper that controls the moisture from evaporating and also weeds from growing. So this is, we planted some bananas and we also planted like mangoes at our property. The feeding programs, these are the keys in different areas where we go out to provide food. Yeah, this is one of the Cliff's favorite pictures. He saw this child. He was the one who, I think, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, this is some of the feeding programs that we do because there are children that are malnourished. A lot of children in Malawi, it's by God's grace for you to live up to 5 years. A lot of things happens when children are born and are growing because even the mothers may not have enough milk to breastfeed the child, and because of lack of some nutrients to help even build up the immune system of the child, a child dies from diseases just because our medical care system is not in good shape. It almost doesn't exist because you are sick, you go to a government hospital and they will not even have the gadgets that they use, or medical gadgets, whatever they have, they use to find out what the problem with you. We went to a certain government hospital. This is a government-sponsored hospital. They had no high blood pressure monitor. They had no, stethoscope. Thermometer. And this is a government-sponsored hospital. And when a patient comes, the doctor will just ask the person, what are you feeling? I'm feeling this and that and that. Oh, okay. But he will just write a prescription based on what the patient is saying without really finding out what the problem is. And he gives him the medicine or her the medicine, which is, will not even cure what he's feeling because he is just doing things by assuming, and then he gives the medication which is contrary to what the person is suffering from. And the person takes a long medicine, they end up dying. And it's by chance that they have medicine, because most of the times we do not have medicine in our hospitals. So this kind of feeding programs that we do, they also help those kids to remain healthy, knowing that we do not have adequate medical resources to treat children or people when they are sick. So this is the kind of a meal which was scientifically designed to fight off malnutrition. We got it from one of the members of parliament where we went to. So he gathered a few packets of this, which we were adding to the meals that we were giving to the children, or we could just put those things into their mouth to help them grow healthy. So we include those things in their meals, and we are thinking of having like a meal plan that would be making like vitamins, where we could have access to such type of meals, so that we could add them to the diet we give them, just to enrich it, so that for those that are suffering from malnutrition, they are able to get the nutrition that they need to live a healthy life, so that they can use their bodies for the Lord's service. Yeah, this is one of the widows. She's physically challenged, as you can see. She has no arm. And then she was living in the house that you're seeing on your left. And that house had some cracks. And any time it could have collapsed, because there was coming a rainy season. So we built that house for her. And you could see that other pictures. You could not believe that that's her new house. So some of the, this is also one of the widows. She was paralyzed on the bottom part of her body, and she could not be able to move. She just drags her feet as she moves with her hands. So we help this widow. We build a house. And what do we do when we build these houses? There are people who come, children, women. So we use this opportunity to share the gospel, to tell them that God is the one doing this. Don't look at us. Look at God as the one doing this. He's showing the love that he cares for you. He cares when you're homeless. He cares when you're hungry. He cares whenever you're going through some situations in life. And this is also one of the elderly person who has been not really feeling well, just because of the condition that he was living with. Our houses in most of the villages and places that we go to in Malawi, those are the houses that we live in. So they are glass thatched, and when the rains come, they are leak. And when you are, I once slept in a leaking house. I never slept. There was rain, and the rain was like the whole night. You can't sleep. You can stand on a corner to find the right position for you. It doesn't work, because you can't sleep when the rain is falling on you. But there are people who are in that kind of life, and they get so used to it so much that some, they don't see it as a problem, because that's what they think that life is like, because they've never been to other places where they could see the difference we make when we get the support. So we built that house, and then his life changed, and then the people in that area, these are the people who came to see what we were doing, and we preached the gospel. They accepted the Lord, and we started like a Bible study club in that area because of the work that we did. So we have a talent and skill development program that we do as one way of empowering the people that we reach out to, especially the children. This one is one of the children that we take care of. He was born without arms, and he uses his feet as arms. And we bought him some materials so that he could use them, be able to draw. Because these kind of people, like in our village, they are not considered as people who can contribute anything to society. So sometimes they are like, they feel lonely because people kind of think that there's nothing that they can contribute to the society. So as the ministry, we reach out to those people to give them the hope, to help them do something that they will be able to do and amaze those people that have everything that they think that they have. If we could train these children, as they are growing, their talent, the skills, the giftings will also be developing, and they will be able to do something that will help them to be appreciated by those people who do not appreciate them. This child was born with something on his back, and he moves by dragging his stomach on the ground. So we were able to provide a wheelchair and also buy some of the stuff so that he could do, like in building, as one way of developing his building skills. Maybe in the future he would be doing some construction work. So we do those just to help those children have something in their mind as part of early childhood development. We also train the kids in the village to make these planes. These are made from sometimes iron sheets or scraps and plastic trash. So they're able to do this as one way of just helping them to have those engineering skills for their future. We never know who they will become when they grow. These are the bags that the women made. They make this purse using a simple and locally available material. And you could use that purse in different... You could turn it or freebie and use it, and also freebie the other way and use it. You can use it in both. And these are some of the baskets that the women are making. I have a picture or a basket, one of the baskets that those women make. So these are the baskets. They are made also from locally simple and available materials that does not cost them something, but because of the labor involved in it, they are able to sell it at a good amount of money to just help them survive. And this is at the refugee camp, because we know that the best way to help them is to teach them some skills so that even when we are away from them, they are able to live and be able to survive on their own without us constantly visiting them. Just because we have a lot of places that we need to go, so our role is, the best way is to teach them to different skills. So they are able to write the words on whatever, any kind of a word that you want them to write on whatever material that they're going to use. And there are others who use, who make this. These are handmade, no machine involved. They're able to make, this kind of thing using the cushions and the twine. So it's part of the skill development, we do to empower them to and a living. Those are some of the stuff also they make. This was the video at church when Michelle and Chris came. Yeah, and I've been saying about some of the children. I love teaching the children, and there are some children whose parents came to the church because of their influence. Parents who were not going to church, but they were able to notice and see something in their children, and then they joined the church, got saved because of the children. So God can use the children, real children, to make a difference in the life. This is when we arrived in one of the villages. Water. This is some of the irrigation that we do when we plant different kind of crops. It's kind of a manual kind of a irrigation system. Some of the houses in the villages that we go to. Yeah, this is the government hospital where we went to, where they had no equipment. So there were some equipment that were donated. We bought. When Cliff and Michelle came, we went to a pharmacy to buy some of the things that the hospital needed because they did not have those things. The problem with the ringworms is because of using water that is not clean and safe. So a lot of children have those ringworms and skin disease. But when you provide them with clean and safe water, it's one way of helping them. It reduces some of the diseases that they suffer from just because they're not using water that is clean and safe. So this was the nebulizer system that was donated to that hospital, the government hospital, which had no such kind of equipment. And this is the team that we went with. We're blessing and praying for the children in labor ward. This is one of the wards that was repaired. They're making plans to run on how to fix that well. And then here the well was fixed. Because there are some other places where the cost of the thing that is not functioning is not that expensive. But people will stay for years without using that well just because they do not have that knowledge on how those things operate. So we have been trying to also help people to understand more about these worlds so that whenever they have problem, we could be able to see what we can do to help them. These are rats. They call it ground beef. Did you try one? This is the staple diet. This is not, okay. It's the food that other people eat. Which is not really just because maybe there's no food, so they have, or they are born eating it, so it becomes normal for something that could be a strange thing for someone. You can see that guy eating that kind of thing. They call it ground beef, not rats. Some of the songs. When the well was repaired, they were like singing, praising, just because they have stayed for so many years without getting water. Without having access to water, they had to travel a long distance to get water. It's a song that praises the Lord for the well, for the well that was not producing water. When we fixed it, they were so excited and happy, and they were singing songs of praise and worship to the Lord for what we have done because of what we tell them, that God is the one doing all these things, and you have to look up to Him for whenever we are doing this. You have to know that God loves you. He cares for your needs and everything, so you have to thank and praise Him for that. Some chicken. So this is what we do when this is when we're dedicating the house that we build. People come, so we pray and also preach the word using the devotion that we are doing to reach out to the people that we reach out to. So whatever we do, like I said, we look beyond the devotion that we are doing, but we see the lives that comes to the Lord through the good work that we are doing. We use those as a point of connection to get to those people so that they can know and be able to appreciate the love, care that God has for them and for their lives and their families. So we have been thinking about helping people to do the irrigation farming. And the only way we could do it is when we have wells. They will be able to do the irrigation so that they can be growing food throughout the year as one way of fighting hunger and to make sure that we have a food security. We dedicated this house. We were still, it was still under construction, but because Cliff and Michelle had to leave, so we kind of like dedicated it before we finished it, everything. We also use sometimes sports to preach the gospel, because we know that sport is one of the activities that draws people, even those people that have no desire to hear someone preaching. They come and be able to watch soccer, and then we take advantage of that to share the gospel to those people. So we do it in different levels for the children and even for the adults. These are the balls that we use. We just wrap up different kind of papers and then use it as a soccer ball. But this ball was donated to them, a better one than the one that they were using. Yeah, so they were like thrilled because those are some of the places where they have never seen that kind of a ball. So they were like, ooh, this is something great. So we use that opportunity. We do all those activities just to use that opportunity to reach out to those communities with the gospel through different activities that we do. This is the feeding program that we do. We're serving the people in that community. So this is the food that we provide through the produce that we grow. That produce that I was showing you in the first slides that we did, we process them into this kind of meal, and then we provide it to the children. Yeah, some feeding programs. Yeah, in most places where we go to, people scramble for food just because maybe there have been they've stayed for some days without having the food. This is some kind of church choir. So this is one of the areas where we go out to reach out to, because there are different kinds of refugees that land from war. In Malawi, we have never had war. Malawi is one of the peaceful countries in Africa. We have never had war, so we have people coming from different nations to find refuge in our country. And most of these are the places where we go to reach out to those women, because they are not like allowed to work or do business or stuff like that. They rely on United Nations to feed them, and most of the times the food that they get doesn't reach them. So they live really hard lives. That's why we train them to do different kind of skills. They are allowed in that area to do the trade, but not outside the borders where they come from. So that's why we train those women that I was showing you the pictures, because most of them they left their countries so many years ago that even if they go back to their country, they will be strangers in their own place, because maybe the place where they were living has been occupied by someone who they do not know. So they are really like desperate kind of people. And when we went to the refugee camp, one of the girls, I think she was from Rwanda, she wanted to give a baby to Krief, so that when she's coming here, she would come that baby so that she could at least... Yeah. So you could see that she had no hope of raising that child because of what she was going through. She was afraid that that child will die because of the condition that they live in. So we go into those camps to share the gospel, to encourage them to do Bible studies. Part of the camp. They are also, they do the tailoring thing. This is one of the people that we reached out to. That Krief reached out to.
Cement floor
for his house. Yeah. Yeah, we also use like salvation doors when you are reaching out to those places to share the gospel. It has got an inscription of what those beads mean, the different kinds of beads with the different colors that shares a story about salvation. This is when we started things. So we started, like, we had a medical clinic program, which we are thinking to come up with this as one way of helping medical situation in Malawi. Though we cannot help everybody, but at least something that we could do, we could make a difference in the life of someone who many people will be looking forward to if we successfully manage to provide medical care to someone who might not be able to live and be able to grow and do something for his country or for other people wherever he could be reaching out to. So we started using this building, and we have been doing some mobile clinic program in the areas where there was no hospitals and many other things. So we usually hire doctors who works in different kinds of hospitals, like government hospitals, and they are the ones who help us with these programs. Kids wearing some crazy stuff. The soccer tournament, which also we used to us on of preaching the gospel. Where Boho looking like another. Wow. Okay. Yeah, this is when we are leaving one of the villages where we repaired a well. So you can see the joy people have whenever we have repaired the well of doing the well. That just shows how much they really missed and needed water in their community. Because water is life. Without water, nothing works. So everywhere we go to do the water projects, people are always excited Okay, there are some people who wanted like to go to Malawi to help with teaching the children the art and also to volunteer in the medical program. So she asked me to share this, so that maybe others who may be interested to buy some of the art stuff that she has could help her fund her trip to Malawi to do the medical and teach the children how to do some kind of art. So the current need that we have is like to provide clean and in more areas, because the water is a huge need, and water is one of the things that brings joy whenever we have provided a well, and then the medical cleaning program, and also to build like a milling plant that would be able to process the produce that we grow, so that we can add some vitamins to them as supplements, food supplements, to enrich the produce that we grow so that we can be providing them to children that are malnourished. And there was a trip in 2025. There are some people who would like to go, but this is in Texas. So this is something that you have also to pray for those people that are want to go and be able to volunteer for the medical program and other programs that we do. So I would like to thank you so much for your prayers, concern, and support. And if possible, I would like you to bless me, to pray for me, so that when I go back to Africa, I'm able to do more and to reach out to people that have never been reached out to, so that together we can make a difference by changing their lives, by transforming their lives through reaching out to them with the gospel. We have some seeds which I would like also you to pray for, so that they can grow, because maybe we may have a different climate that may also affect the growth of the produce that we can grow. We will kind of like try here and there to see if it's doing well before we take the risk of planting a large field and waste the labor and the energy in planting something that may not really work. But let's pray that the sweet corn should be able to. Yeah. But if we're able to grow popcorn, I think we can grow sweet corn. Because the only corn that we have is a feed corn, which you guys here use to feed animals. That's what the corn we use as for food, like a staple diet we have in Malawi. Thank you.